This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Each morning I get up, I die a little. Can barely stand on my feet. Take a look, take a look. Be in the mirror and find what you do in me. And it is time for Theater Talk. David Kiley of Encore Michigan is here with more of the professional theater productions from all around the state. And the accent, David, this time seems to be on nice, fan-friendly summertime musicals.
That's right. You know, we get a lot of crowd-pleaser shows in the summer because people want to be late. They want entertainment. They don't want a lot of heavy stuff. So I was out at the Tibbetts Opera House in Coldwater this past weekend to see their production of Damn Yankees, which is definitely a crowd-pleaser. And for the uninitiated, this is a show that debuted in the 1950s when the New York Yankees ruled baseball. And a middle-aged real estate salesman who's a rabid fan of the lowly Washington Senators trades his soul to the devil in order to become a young slugging baseball hero himself who can take his team to the pennant.
This would be fun for summer. And, of course, there's the famous number, You've Gotta Have Heart. Let's take a quick listen just to remind everybody. This is from the 1958 film version of Damn Yankees, directed by George Abbott and Stanley Donen.
This game of baseball is only one half skill. The other half is something else, something bigger. You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and mope. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope.
A great slugger we haven't got.
A great pitcher we haven't got. A great ball club we haven't got.
What do we got? We've got hope.
So this is an oldie but a goodie?
It is. Some people might call it a moldy oldie, which is something I hear a lot out on the road. But you've got the devil, you've got somebody trading a soul, but you also have baseball. And it's and that song that is an absolute earworm when you leave the theater of You Gotta Have Heart.
How's the cast and the production?
It was quite good. It was quite good. The young actor who plays Joe Hardy is quite good.
And we go over now to Marine City, the Riverbank Theater, which is doing?
They're doing Sister Act,
oh, yes,
which is another big crowd pleaser. This is a musical based on the 1992 film starring Whoopi Goldberg about a nightclub singer who witnesses a murder and is put into safe house custody in secret at a convent. And among other things, the lead character spices up the sisters' choir as well as really their whole existence. And this musical has a lot of great music in it, and it's very light-friendly stuff.
Well, here's a little bit of Raise Your Voice. This comes from the 2011 Tony Awards performance. Yeah, this musical opened in London on the West End in 2009, mm-hmm. and music by Alan Menken. So that's pretty darn good pedigree.
Very good credentials on the music.
Yeah. Now we go from Nuns to Queen.
Right. For rock fans, in fact, tonight at the Barn Theater in Augusta, we have Queen, We Will Rock You. And it's a play that utilizes Queen's music, but it's not a biographical story about the band. The show uses Queen's music, which, of course, I think we're all pretty much familiar with at this point. The story takes place in the future where rock music is banned and globalization is complete. And everywhere the kids watch the same movies, wear the same fashions, and think the same thoughts, and individuality is unthinkable. unless you're a rebel, a bohemian, if you will, if for Queen fans, who lives in the underbelly and resists the sterilized world, the bohemians just need to get a hero to find them. And Galileo is that man in the show. So, and it features Queen's big hits, Play the Game, Somebody to Love, Killer Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, and the title track too. So interestingly, the show has not been treated well by critics when it's been in big venues in London and New York. But I will say audiences eat this show up.
You know the music, so that gets it started right there.
The music is very popular with everybody.
Here's Somebody to Love from that soundtrack album.
I got no feel, I got no rhythm, I just keep losing my feet.
Sounds like if you saw Moving Out, which is Billy Joel music, mm-hmm. that tells the story of the young people of the Vietnam era. Same idea. So yeah. Don't be looking for a story about the band, but using the band's music to advance this story.
Exactly, exactly.
And finally, something opening this week in Ann Arbor.
That's right. The Penny Seats, right here in Ann Arbor, will open in West Park, which is the entrance of it is on South 7th Street, with Peter and the Starcatcher. And this show is being done a lot. In fact, we mentioned it a few weeks ago with another theater company. It's popular because it's totally accessible by families. It's a prequel to Peter Pan and focuses on how the orphan boy is transformed into Peter Pan. I would not necessarily call the show a musical.
So this is not Finding Neverland.
Right, exactly. Which it's more of a play with music rather than being a musical. And it should be interesting in the West Park outdoor space, which I've actually performed in before. So I can attest it's a very interesting performance space and great fun. And so that's the Penny Seats Theater Company. And that opens this week on Thursday. Because it's outdoor theater, you might want, and if you're interested, you might want to follow the Penny Seats on Facebook, because they will post a thing on Facebook if the weather will be an issue. Bring your lawn chairs. Yeah.
And enjoy mm-hmm. a Michigan evening. Right. All right. So to recap, we have the Tibbetts Opera House in Coldwater with Damn Yankees, the Riverbank Theater in Marine City doing Sister Act. We have the Barn Theater in West Michigan in Augusta with Queen, We Will Rock You. And wrapping up with Penny Seats Theater Company in Ann Arbor, Peter and the Starcatcher. David Kiley of Encore Michigan, thank you so much. And, of course, just head to EncoreMichigan.com, and you can get details on these and other productions all around Michigan. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.